Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After Thanksgiving, and you know, the whole family's around the table having dinner, and we didn't get to do it on Thanksgiving, but we went around and did what we're thankful for on Friday, because my mother, for whatever reason, had 21 people show up at her house
for
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're absolutely
ridiculous. How much immediate
ridiculous.
Family that came out of the woodwork?
Well, we don't have that much immediate family. That's the thing. There were some cousins there, and my mother's best friend, and the guy that she's dating at this point in time. I'm one of two.
Okay,
yeah, my dad's one of four. There's only him and his youngest brother are left, but he lives in Florida. My cousins are scattered.
Husband.
And two nephews.
So at most, there could have been, what, the four of you, the four of them, and the two of them?
Yeah, 10. Okay. It could have been a 10 spot,
right? We got an extra 11.
We got an extra 11 showed up. My mother's cousin.
Got a
cousin.
Soccer team that showed up to the Fescos.
Yeah, all these people just showed up. My.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20-year-old cousins who... That's a different story.
They bring the fireball?
What's that?
They bring the fireball?
No, they asked my dad three times if he had a bong. And they're 20
years
old.
Let's go! The kids ain't drinking anymore.
That's awesome. Right.
Three times they asked my dad if he had a bong, to which my dad responded, "Is that a water pipe in which to smoke grass?" And
Hell yeah.
Hello, America.
I mean, so this is going on. So we didn't have time on the typical Thanksgiving to go around and say what we were thankful for, right? And we're going around the table on Friday afternoon, and it's just me and my kids and my parents and my two nephews. My sister had already gone and whatnot. And we're going around the table, and my dad says, "I'm thankful I got to watch the Chiefs game with my son." And from that moment right there, my heart was ripped out. And my nephew, the little poop that he is. Oh. They lost. And my dad goes, I don't care. I got to sit there and watch this game with my son. And we sat there in our Chiefs, you know, t-shirts and watched that game from start to finish, kicking everybody out of the room that was talking about nonsense, including my sister. And that's when I realized, like that's what this is about. I mean, you know, this run may be coming to an end at this point in time this year, but we still have all of those memories and the things that matter. And so that's why I was saying, like, yeah, the game sucked, but you know what? The moment was great. You were with your family. You got the opportunity, you know, to kind of watch the game. You had 20-year-olds asking your father if he had a bong and whatnot. Like, I mean, that's Thanksgiving at the Fesco house. But the good news was there was no fighting. There was no yelling. There was no screaming. There was no bickering. It may have been the first family event we've ever had where people weren't yelling at each other and my sister and wife were getting into a fist fight. So, hey, things worked out well over Thanksgiving break for everybody. I hope you guys had a good
no
one
cops,
as well.
No fires.
The day before we got there, the cops did show up to the house because, again, my mother had the oven on and steam went everywhere. And so for the third year in a row, the police did show up to the house, but we're kind of not counting it because nobody was there. It was the day before everybody kind of arrived and got there. But no. Oh, yes. We had the police definitely show up.
Right when nephew Fesco finds his bong. Cops are here off.
But it's Jersey. It's legal. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, three times this 20-year-old asked my 75-year-old father if he had a bong.
Go to that gas station that's suspect on the corner. I guarantee there's a glass shelf there and they got a whole bunch of items you can choose from.
To which then my sister gets mad because she hears the story secondhand and she goes, I'm not believing that. He would have asked me or my husband first before he asked dad. I'm like, well, it's not your house.
Yeah. Like to go bong.
If anybody knows where the bong is, it's the 75-year-old man.
I don't have a bong, but we got Maker's Mark.
No, he hit all the booze because of them. So we only had beer and wine. And I go upstairs to the bathroom. They had, go look at our new bathroom. I start going, the booze is hidden in the vanity.
Damn right. Don't hate that move. If you got good stuff that people don't appreciate, hide it. That's awesome.
Where's the booze? You got to go make yourself a cocktail in the shower. I mean, like, what are we
Bob's
doing?
Bob's been in the bathroom for quite some time.
That's awesome. So instead of crying, you got to laugh. Yes, you know, you just got to laugh, man.
Yeah, no, it was a good holiday, man. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Get to split the household. Obviously, I still
how's that work for you?
It's good.
Yeah.
Obviously, mom not around these days.
Yeah.
Today is the 5-year anniversary of her passing.
Oh man,
by the way.
I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. Yep. Her birthday will be on Thursday. We'll do something for that. But today, 5 years ago today.
Wow.
My mama went to a better place. So you know that's kind of fun around the holiday. Kind of bring up stories and all that sort of stuff. Smoked the turkey, came out fine.
Looked good.
Came out
looked
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
Your boy did it.
You only did the breast, though, right? You didn't
Correct.
Waste time with the other stuff. Yeah.
The old butter
ball. Was it juicy and
yeah,
good?
Yeah, tender. Because my mom used to only eat, like, the top half of the breast, right? Giggity.
Yep.
And we'd have to leave that to the side. And, like, the first thing we thought of was like, would have been a bad piece. Mom would have hit. And then my stepdad, you know, first bite, a little salty. It's all right. I was like, because you're used to dry turkey,
yeah.
Jeff. So that was good. And then halftime of the game, I didn't care to see Post Malone ever since. I've been out since Sunflower. I don't know what he is.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what his genre is. I didn't need to see Dallas halftime show. Perfect time to get in the car, head to my dad's. Stepdad lives in Green Valley. Dad lives in Blue Springs. About a 10-minute drive between the two.
Perfect
time.
So
I got there right at second half. I walk in, I look at my little sister. It's like, how's dad doing? She goes, oh, he's doing all right for now. And then I sit down on the couch and the second half happens. You can't even blow on these guys and it's a flag. You can't even look at CeeDee Lamb. And then I was like, dang, they almost got the interception. That's been the season. Almost beat Jacksonville. Almost beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Almost got a turnover. And as soon as that one happened where it was iffy, where they called on McDuffie, where it was like a push-off.
Yeah.
It looked like Lamb might have done some action.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
We lost Kurt.
Yeah.
At that moment, it was over.
It was over.
He goes, that's it. They'll be lucky to get 9. I said, J.J. McCarthy? He goes, 9 wins.
Yep.
So we lost Kurt at about the 6-minute mark in the third quarter.
I think a lot of people probably checked out about that. I mean, you could just kind of feel it going that way on Thanksgiving. But you know what? Your dad's absolutely right. I mean, that's the microcosm of the season right there. Penalties, turnovers, nonsensical play, bad coaching. Almost. Yeah, almost is the word.
I think
that you're probably going to use. Yeah.
Almost.
I mean, that's the word they use. Almost. I mean, I was telling you guys before the show, it goes back to one night in Jacksonville, man. The Jacksonville game is a microcosm of this entire season of what went wrong. Bad turnovers, bad penalties, blown lead, you know, bad coaching, the whole nine yards. And I do say bad coaching, and I hate to say that because Andy Reid is arguably the greatest of all time. But this season, Andy Reid has not done a good job of coaching this football team. You're a direct reflection of your head coach. And when you got double-digit penalties a game, that all goes back to coaching. We praise coaches when things go well, right, guys? We always talk about that. Wow, Andy did a great job here. Q did a great job here. When things don't go so well, they deserve to shoulder the blame. And when this season is all said and done, people are going to say, what happened? And I think really the biggest story ultimately for me is almost every game is double-digit penalties for this football team. And they're not capable of overcoming double-digit penalties. I don't think anybody is at this point in time in the NFL. And that is a direct reflection on coaching and what's stressed during the week and what's not stressed during the week and what, you know, they showed that's important during the week. And this team never cleaned up its penalties. And that goes back to the message from the head football coach. He's got to be better going forward, not just the rest of this season, because who cares now, but going forward into the future of this organization. This team is not 2018, 2019, 2020, where it's okay to commit penalties and you can overcome them, and they just can't do that. And so I think your dad is right, Dusty. Almost is the key word to kind of sum up this entire season for the Chiefs.
Mac, we didn't get to you. You have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Thanks for that. It was great. It was fantastic. Couldn't
ask
for better. Family, friends, hung
out.
Did
you host or did you go to Momo's?
Went to Momo's.
There you go. Yep. Butter cake?
No butter cake.
No butter cake.
Apple pie, though, which is like my
apple
favorite.
Pie butter cake would have been
that would have been amazing. Yeah.
We wouldn't have seen you this morning.
Sort of apple butter cake.
Is there cheese in that Danish?
Do they put peanut butter or pumpkin, in the butter cake? And you do a pumpkin butter
that'd
cake?
That'd be good. Yeah, I'll have to,
too late now. We got to wait. Exactly. We're going to live next year.
Yeah, next year.
You got like, what?
11 months.
22 days until Christmas Eve or whatever, 23.
Exactly. Yeah. Peppermint butter cake.
Ooh.
That'd be good. There we go.
That may be onto something there.
Apple pie, pumpkin pie. Yeah, Friendsgiving. It was great. It was really fun.
A lot of pies.
Here on Friday with Drew.
You hosted Friendsgiving, right?
Yep, hosted Friendsgiving, which was awesome.
What'd you make?
Hannah made mashed potatoes and other stuff.
So just a crock pot of potatoes for everybody?
Yeah, literally like 30 potatoes that I peeled, and she.
Oh, keep the peels
cream.
On. They got the nutrients in it. Don't waste your time peeling the potatoes.
And don't put them down your garbage disposal.
Best two turkeys I've had, too, this Thanksgiving.
Potato peels?
Don't do it.
Why?
Just don't do it. It'll clog your sink.
Oh, yeah. We've had this discussion. Yeah. Yes, really? Yes.
Don't ever use your garbage disposal.
That's what they tell you. Man, my parents don't even have one.
Nor do they have a bong.
I don't know what I would have been more surprised, and I'm being the God's honest truth, because they're so frugal. They got a septic tank, so nothing goes down and all that kind of stuff. Poop on the outside. Don't fill the septic tank. So I understand, but I would be more surprised, I think, if they had a garbage disposal than a bong. I really would. I would be more surprised if they said we were putting in a garbage disposal or buying a bong.
Good to see those people are listening to the show and texting in, because the text line says there's nothing like a Thanksgiving Day rip.
Mm-hmm.
The other one says, hey, Bob, tell your 20-year-old cousins to grow up and smoke out of a Keystone light can. Oh, man. Hey, I want to get into this Kansas City Chiefs season, but I want to get into the news that did break yesterday. Lane Kiffin is on his way to the Bayou, plus a season of consistent inconsistency here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Rolling along on a Monday. Happy December 1st. Happy Sports Gambling Day officially in Missouri.
Anybody place any bets yet after midnight in Missouri?
Yeah, my buddy Oxley did. Nice. He said he was going to send me a text of what he bet at midnight.
Yeah.
And he did.
Do you think he was the first one? That would be cool if you're the first one to place that bet. I wonder how many people were up at midnight getting ready to go do that over in Missouri. Welcome, Missouri. Welcome. And now I guess Kansas, for my nephew's sake anyway, has to legalize marijuana so we get some kind of cross, you know, tax coming back to the state of Kansas, because gone is the free Missouri money now, I guess.
I don't know what this bet is, but it was a live bet that we got at
a live bet
at like midnight, and it was Miroslav Skalinski Moneyline and Jakic Przewalski.
What sport?
I don't know. It just is a screenshot. Those are the names.
It doesn't say.
But the name. Try to name that name.
Yeah, Jacob. I don't know, but that's funny.
If he dies, he dies.
He's so happy to be able to bet live in Missouri. He doesn't care what the sport is.
It's like 11 a.m.
What sport was that? I don't know, but I bet it. And I was very excited because you said live betting at midnight. I'm like, was there a Hawaii basketball game last night that was going on or something? That like
Asian basketball, esports?
Who knows what's going on at that point in time? But congratulations, Missouri. You got it going on right now, and everybody can legally gamble. And I guess Mac was saying something this morning that I didn't know, kind of a cautionary tale. Maybe you do know, maybe you don't. If you make a bet in Kansas, you can't empty it out in Missouri is what you're saying, right? You can't cash out in Missouri. If you win, you've got to come back to Kansas. So if you've been doing the state line thing, be careful of where you're, you know, betting and how you're trying to cash out and all that kind of stuff. Are you allowed to opt out early if they give you an early opt out?
No, you can't opt out, can't deposit it. Yeah. You got to be in that state to have those sorts of options. So just kind of like we were talking about with you, Dusty, probably just wait, I guess, instead of betting here at the station, just wait till you get home. That way you can do everything you want to during the game, whether it's a cash out, deposit, whatever it may be.
Right. Alex Wold, 10-2 guy. He lets you know mobile apps that launched in Mizzou. Bet365, BetMGM, Caesar Circuit, DraftKings, Fanatics, FanDuel, the score bet.
That's a lot.
I mean, a lot of bonus bets if you don't have a lot of those things as well. You got to watch out for those because Tony Gonzalez has been letting us know for about 3 weeks now that gambling's coming to Missouri.
Yes, he has.
I have to see it one more time. Oh, I guess it was table tennis.
Oh,
so they're betting ping pong. That's what it was.
Let's go.
Shout out Brian Oxley, baby. Betting table tennis at 11 a.m.
So we were over at Ralph's last week after the Bonner, or not the Bonner game,
Baser.
The Baser game, and Roman got hurt, taken to the hospital, the state championship game. Yeah, hurt his shoulder. They thought maybe he broke his collarbone, but it's not. And he did. He ran into Travis on the sideline, and then Kareem Hunt took him out. Patrick Mahomes laid him out too. And so, you know, he got laid out. They ended up losing the game, you know, to Salina Central. But I had a point to that story, and I don't remember what it was right now.
We're talking about table tennis.
Oh, table tennis. So Ralph has got this table tennis thing down in his basement, right? They're going back and forth, and they've got this kid over, one of Roman's friends. This guy, you know, a little heftier than most of us. This guy's in a full sweat playing table tennis.
Like, it's intense.
I mean, it turned into this thing, and so I guess Roman now, because his right arm's broke, he's playing left-handed down there. He's beating everybody left-handed right now.
That's awesome. So, hey, you know, there's this guy named Billy Wagner, Bob. He used to be a right-handed reliever. He broke his arm, switched to his left arm, threw 99 to 100.
Was that Billy Wagner?
Sure
was it really?
That's a true story.
No, I knew that story, but I didn't remember it was Billy Wagner.
It's also a sports story of Brooks Koepka. He was a baseball player, broke his arm, said, I'm bored to death. What am I going to do? Picked up a golf club and started chipping with one hand. It was like, kind of like this golf game. Four-time championship.
No
major
way. Yeah. That's the difference between athletes and us.
100%.
You know? They can just do anything that they want to do, man. It's awesome to watch stuff like that.
I bet you I can break 90. Okay, good. High bar. No, I kid. Also, Lee Summit. How about the Lee Summit Tigers? They're going to state.
Nice.
Out of all the teams in the Missouri Metro, like Blue Springs South had a good year. Blue Springs South upsets Blue Springs.
Yeah.
Or Blue Springs upset Blue Springs South. Lee Summit upsets Liberty. Lee Summit now going to state. They went in like last minute fashion right across the street, right in my backyard.
So where's the game? Is it in Columbia
it's
then?
It's in where the training.
St. Joe.
Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
playing
up there? St. Joe.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay,
are they playing outdoor? Are they playing on the indoor facility?
Depends on the weather.
Yeah, I guess it kind of does. But
this time of year, you have to worry. Well, I guess it's probably snowing its ass off in St. Joe right now.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's already coming down here pretty good.
In buckets, they like to say, right?
Yeah, it's always worse. I remember going to college in Warrensburg and be like, tonight, look for about anywhere from like 3 to 6 inches. Be lucky you're not in Maryville. They're 9-12.
Oh, yeah,
like Maryville always got destroyed. Obviously not that far from St. Joe, I wouldn't think. But look, hey, Lane Kiffin yesterday, that was the news. He kind of dumped late. We were expecting an announcement Saturday. We got it Sunday. Lane Kiffin's going to LSU.
Yep.
And I think there are two sides to this conversation. I don't mind how the situation unfolded because I thought Ole Miss did it the way they should have done it. Because kind of the roundabout way that I was told about what was going on with Lane Kiffin is that pretty much locked himself in the office. Had conversations on one side with LSU saying, hey, I want all the NIL money I can get. Because Marty Smith was doing a great like comedic the job.
The dude at the airport, Marty Smith at the airport with him was awesome.
They were like, Marty, you have any news on Lane Kiffin? I actually do not have any news. You can speculate whatever you want and we'll find out eventually. And it's like, thank you, Marty. He's like, I'm Lane's main guy. Like, right. We are best friends. We've been doing this for a while. And so you find out that he kind of wants all the NIL resources he can get from LSU. They're like, dude, yes, just make the decision. And then he's over here at Ole Miss, and he's like, well, I still want to coach. It's like, no, man, you're breaking up with your girlfriend. Yeah, you don't go to the Christmas party at her work that's at the Kauffman Center where it's a bunch of hors d'oeuvres and champagne. You don't get to do that anymore. That's done. You're deciding to go somewhere else. And what does Ole Miss do? Bye. Get on your plane. We're not going to be USC and leave you at the tarmac like they did, but we're going to let you get on the plane. The fans were hilarious, just dropping F-bombs and birds all day. And then immediately they hired the defensive coordinator and say, you're our guy, no interim coach, you're the guy going forward.
What a great way to do that, too. Fantastic. That was the thing that I love most
Matt
about
hates
that.
Lane Kiffin.
I mean, but Lane Kiffin has say it again.
He sucks.
Yeah. Well, you said something else. Get it out. It's
said
okay.
It was a douche.
It's okay.
Douche.
I mean, it's early in the
like
morning.
Douche, yeah. Another bailed by old tagger.
But does anybody leave a job better than Lane Kiffin? I mean, the man was fired on a tarmac. Correct. He was fired by an overhead projector in Al Davis.
Didn't
stormed
get to leave
out
with the team. Hey, we're leaving. You're not.
You're not. Stormed out of Tennessee the way that he did there, leaving this one. And there was another one where he left. Oh, he took that. Oh, Alabama told him to get lost, too.
Oh, yeah.
When he was going to be the head coach at UCF or whatever that school was, USF or, you know, wherever he was before he got kind of back on. So this guy, I mean, this guy leaves, man. Nobody has an exit better than Lane Kiffin. I don't think I've ever seen an exit better than Lane Kiffin, except Trent McDuffie's exit out of a top contract after Thursday's game. But I mean, this you know, topic of conversation is so unbelievable, because every coach wants these kids to be loyal. Every school wants everybody to be loyal. There is zero loyalty. So you got to get that out of your mind, right? When you're thinking about these college coaches, loyalty, schmoyalty, like get you're gone, you're moving on. How LSU promises anybody NIL money, I don't know. I don't know how that is a legalized thing, or not. I use the term legalized, but how can you promise somebody NIL money? I mean, that's like that you're asking donors to now you're putting all your donors on the spot, you know, to come up with that kind of stuff. But they all made the right decision. He should have gone to LSU, and they should not let him coach anymore, because he's now on to the next. And you don't want him being on the sidelines in these games, talking about LSU and all that kind of stuff on the broadcast. And so it was the absolute right decision to let him, you know, kind of mosey on to LSU without finishing off his job at Ole Miss. And we all make decisions in life, right? And we all have to suffer the consequences of those decisions. The consequences of the decisions for Lane Kiffin is you're not going to be able to coach Ole Miss. You're going on to LSU. Best of luck in the future to you.
Which, good for him, is he doesn't really care about the coaching part of it. He cares about the attention part. He's an attention whore, and he's got it all right now. So good for him. Over under 5.5 years that he's gone at LSU.
Well, his contract's 7 years, right? I think is what he signed. And I'm only saying that out loud because I feel like LSU feels like they were burned, you know, with the last coach and how they had to pay all that money out. So I think they're probably going to try to make this thing work the entire 7 years and not have to deal with it with another buyout unless it goes, you know, disastrously wrong. But I mean, with Lane Kiffin right now, look, he's a good football coach. At the end of the day, he's turned these programs around. He wins. He gets it done. You may not like how he gets it done and all of that kind of stuff, but you know, the guy gets it done. He just does. So I think he'll have success at LSU. Where he goes after that, I don't know. Maybe then it's on to the NFL.
I think the conversation that I have with my buddies is, would you have done the same thing? And I think the answer is obviously yes. You go to LSU, but would you have done it a different way? And I think that's
why is the answer obviously yes?
That's a premier program. Dude.
I think for me personally, like, especially if I'm Lane Kiffin, a guy that's like prided himself in college sports and been able to be the guy that can, you know, obviously he developed Jackson Dart. We've seen how he is. We'll see him tonight.
Yep.
He's done a lot at Ole Miss this year. He's got them going to the college football playoff. He just seems like a college rah-rah guy because he has the edge. Yeah. I don't think that attitude would work in the pros, obviously. It didn't in Oakland. So I think I think there's a couple of jobs in college football that are just the obvious. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when Roy left Kansas to go to North Carolina. It's like, you're at Kansas. Like, it's Carolina. It's like, you're an Ole Miss. You built a foundation. You're in the SEC. You get a lot of, like Bob said, a lot of donors, a lot of NIL, a lot of attention on you. But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm going to the Bayou. Like, right. I'm going to LSU. I'm going to this school that has a rich history, much richer than Ole Miss. So I think that's the obvious. Now, the way he did it, I think, is a little childish, but it's Lane Kiffin, so what would we expect anything less? Right?
How else like, could he have done it, though?
Like not that, locked himself in the office and demanded that he coach a team that he was getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were like, hey, I'm going back home to Jersey, but I'm going to do the next three shows. We'd be like, but you left us out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, you just dropped it, like, didn't even care about us. Like,
what if it wasn't my decision, though?
But then that's a different outcome. Yeah. Like if it's your sole decision where you're like, man, you know, you're playing with me and Max emotions, right? Yeah. Like you're like, I don't know, guys, I really love this city. I really love what I built. Man, I want to stick around until the first of the year. It's like, no, dude, you're gone. Like you decided to leave us because you wanted to go here. Now, if they're like, hey, you know, see, you got to get a new job. Then obviously I'm like, dude, stay as long as you want. Like do all that stuff. But if you've made your decision evidently clear that you have given the notion or the narrative that you no longer care about this area or this program, I don't want you.
Yeah,
you don't
get to reap the benefits. I don't think he should have been allowed.
So much, you'd have stayed.
Yeah, exactly.
I think is the actual.
And I think
there.
Mac is right when he says, you know, the guy's all about the attention. He's an attention whore. Right? I mean, be careful; he may come after you for that. But, but that's kind of what it is. It's always been about him. But you know, the successful ones are that way, guys. I mean, they really are. I mean, look at Bill Belichick and all this stuff that he's been pulling over the last 2 years. Me. I guess North Carolina finished their season 4-7. Did you have any idea what North Carolina was doing football wise this year? Now we all checked out.
I'm surprised they got to 4 wins.
I am too. To be honest with you, after watching that early game, you're like, oh god, this team is really really bad. But no, he made the right decision, and you have to go. It's just like with college sports, there's never the right time to make the decision. Rick Pitino was kind of talking about it yesterday from a basketball standpoint on X, formerly Twitter, and he said something to the extent of this would be like me quitting before March Madness and then coaching the team in the tournament. You know, and he said he said he said they should let the guy coach. And I was like, no, they shouldn't, because his mind's not there. And then like, cause I went back and forth a little bit on this. I'm like, well, for the kids, but like, is he really giving his best effort for the kids? And the answer is no, he's not going to be giving his best effort for the kids. And so you got to give the coaches that are going to be there the opportunity to coach in this game, kind of lay that groundwork and kind of do their thing. And so LSU, one more thing, why you said that's the better job. I didn't grow up a college sports fan, but my dad always told me, his entire life that, you know, I grew up, I always want to go to a game at LSU. I think that would be cool. Go to a game at LSU. Go to a game at LSU. Always want to go to a game at LSU. And so, you know, from that standpoint, that's it. As Dusty said, it's one of the premier destinations in all of college football.
Yeah, it's a way more storied and revered program. I do get that. I just think in this age of college sports, you can kind of make a program storied with NIL money. And he
look
kinda,
at Vanderbilt.
Okay, chill.
But I would say look at Indiana.
Indiana,
Vanderbilt is an example here.
Yeah,
Ole Miss is an example.
And see,
Ole Miss,
this is the thing. If it didn't work out for the dude, I can't think of his name at Alabama, how they wanted him fired after like
DeBoer.
If DeBoer is ran out of Alabama and Cignetti is the guy they want, Indiana doesn't matter because of the premier location of the job.
Correct.
Like that's true. That's where I put the Lane Kiffin situation. Yep. Like there's what, four jobs in college football that you absolutely want?
Alabama, LSU, Florida, maybe Texas. Georgia, Texas.
So there might be more than four, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like those are their premier. Like, that's just the, like if Heupel was balling at Tennessee and all of a sudden LSU called, Bobby Hill's gone.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah,
I do believe it.
Absolutely, man.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's me.
Would you
being
take
biased,
that offer today?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that either.
That cost me $214. Stupid Tennessee.
I will say in defense of Lane Kiffin, which I hate doing this, but I will say NCAA has fault in this as well. You have to become a system that makes sense. We can't just have free reign of like guys hiring coaches. Like we need to have a pause. Ole Miss should have the chance to not have their coach poached from them right now.
When should they do it though?
Because great question.
Yeah, thank you. But but honestly, like the timing is never right in college sports for anything.
I think the timing for Lane Kiffin was right this year because this was the year where we saw guys just getting pulled out and buyouts and all this sort of stuff. And then here's this hot commodity. Who is it? It's Lane. It's like the NFL last year. It was Ben Johnson's year.
Yeah.
It's like Ben Johnson. What's he proven? He's been a coordinator at Detroit. He's turned down all these NFL jobs. And he's like, well, I'll wait for the right situation. Pow, number one seed in the NFC, Caleb Williams has been developed.
And also, you get one of the best jobs in college sports. If he would have left last year, Alabama didn't want him last year, if I'm not mistaken, right? And so he was maybe not ready to go to Alabama. You go there to I hate to use the term, the mid-major level, but I mean, you got your tier one college programs that we talk about, and then you got your kind of your tier two, you know, your middle of the road type, you know, schools.
For sure.
And LSU's in that top tier. Ole Miss is not. And so you've got to go to the better job. And quite honestly, you have more resources at LSU than you're going to have at Ole Miss, regardless of, you know, the situation. LSU is just a bigger school, deeper pockets, and they haven't had success over the last couple of years. And so now they're really champing at the bit to kind of funnel cash in there to make this thing work.
Nip one in the bud. I think it is. It's fun. Now, do the players win in spite, or do the players crash out?
That DC who took over as head coach, Pete, whatever, he looks like motivating, dude. I'm excited about this.
Their Virginia Tech job got captured. James Franklin's there.
Yep.
Florida announced their coach, Pat Summerall. He's going to coach there.
I saw that, too. Is Madden the assistant? Like, a lot of these coaches, guys, I've never heard of before. These guys are getting jobs in college football now, and you've never heard of these guys
before. Yeah, because their buyout's less.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, 100%. Yeah.
And then LSU jobs picked. Now their Ole Miss job is picked. They just said, hey, the hell with the interim. We're giving it to the defensive coordinator.
I love
let's
that
go
move.
Do it.
That
for
maybe,
sure.
If it works, it does.
Move on.
We'll see.
Delete all the pictures of you and her.
Exactly.
Get rid of it. Out of mind, out of sight. Yeah. Here's my new focus.
That's it. Let's move on. You like him hanging around there is one of the dumbest things ever. But is Penn State filled yet?
I don't think so.
It's not.
That's the vacancy.
Okay. We'll see. It is Monday. It is past 6:30, but we'll get into the consistent inconsistency here a little bit later on the other side. It is Overreaction Monday. I'm going to start this one off because I think this is an overreaction to a little bit of a degree. Chiefs fans, I know you're down. I know you think the season's over. It might be. I've tried to warn you for a couple weeks. Gear up for it. I told you 5 weeks ago, be humble when you were beating teams like Washington and Vegas. And you guys said, Dusty, let me enjoy this. And then I told you the season was over before they played the Colts. And then they won the game. And then Mac, I did the show on Monday. He goes, season's still over. I said, got to beat Dallas. Got to prove it to me on the road. Didn't happen. But what might happen, what you can kind of watch, if you're a little upset, is the Colts collapse. Mm. Daniel Jones is on one leg. Jonathan Taylor is gassed. I know he had 100-plus all-purpose yards yesterday, but he doesn't look like he's the running back we saw in the first 9 weeks of the season. Looks like they might have used the turbo too soon. Jacksonville wins the division. Colts fall to 10-7. Chiefs go 10-7. Tiebreaker, Chiefs over Colts, seventh seed. And if you've ever wanted to get into the playoffs in a year like this year, this is the year, because I don't know who the best team is far and away. I'll watch New England tonight. I'll watch my guy Jackson Dart go out there and see what he can do. I'm excited to see what happens in this game tonight, because now Drake May has inched that much closer to Matthew Stafford in the MVP voting after Matthew Stafford's atrocious game yesterday, how they kept reminding us 28 straight quarters and touchdowns without interception. Jeez. Keep baiting the stat. Boom, pick six. Boom, interception. So,
boom, fumble.
Like three straight plays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was right there. Like,
I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
If you had 150,000, I'd still go get Matthew Stafford over Bryce Young. But that's not the point. But we are watching for a Colts collapse. Could it happen?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it a slight overreaction? Probably. But I'm giving you a little bit more of a ray of light. Jacksonville wins the division. They're gone. Beat the Houston Texans. Beat the Chargers. All of a sudden, you got the Titans and the Raiders on your schedule, plus those stinking Broncos here on Christmas night. You want a little revenge? Let the Colts collapse. Mm. Let you take care of business, and there's a way in the back door.
My overreaction is I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. And the reason I say that is because I've watched this team now for 13 weeks, right? We're in week 14 of the NFL season, and nothing has really changed. It's the penalties, it's the untimely turnovers, and it's the mental mistakes that this team keeps making. If it were physical mistakes, if they were injured, it's a different story. These are all mental mistakes that have not been corrected through the course of 3 months now of a long football season. We saw penalties, we saw mistakes, we saw all of this in week one too. Untimely play by Chris Jones, bad interception, blowing up another player going across the field. Like, you see all of this stuff happen and you start to think, is this a microcosm or is this who they are? And now we're in December. I think it is who they are. They're a team that just makes the mental mistake and can't overcome the mental mistake right now. If these were physical mistakes, we'd be having a different conversation. But each week, we're good for 10 penalties, and that's not a sign of a team that's going to make it into the postseason.
100%. Rice is back from suspension. Xavier Worthy's healthy. You know, before the Simmons injury, you had your offensive line. You can't stop. You can't continue with the "we don't have our guys" excuses. My overreaction would be kind of extended to yours, Bob. This was the worst season for the Chiefs to miss the playoffs, if that is what ends up happening, because look at it. Like, the young quarterbacks have the best teams. The best quarterbacks don't have good teams right now. The Bills aren't exciting. The Patriots, like, they have not done anything of
What are the Bills, by the way? I watched that yesterday and get like, God.
They're dirty.
It's rough. Yeah. It's rough. This is a team.
They need people in the stomach.
This is a league that doesn't have a lot of elite teams, elite rosters. The elite rosters don't have the quarterbacks or the coaches. The quarterbacks don't have the rosters. If this was a normal Chiefs team, man, they're skating over to another AFC Championship game in a Super Bowl, and they're going to look back at this wasting a year in Mahomes' prime. That is what they're going to look back on. And Dusty, real quick, to your point for the Colts, at Jaguars, at Seahawks, host the Niners, Jaguars, at Texans.
They could lose out.
It's coming.
If they lose out and we win out, fine, let's go. We got a conversation.
Well, and they only have 8 wins, so they'd be irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. But are you talking about and believing in yourself that the Chiefs can win out? Because no. I look at it and I say, I don't know that they can. If they continue to play the style of football that they've played all year long, they don't stand a chance to win out.
But to my overreaction, they don't necessarily have to win out. They could still lose one more, tie the Colts at 10-7.
Yeah.
If the Colts do win 2 more games the rest of their season. But they got to play Jacksonville twice. They're not going to be indoors for all those games.
And is their quarterback healthy? Because if that guy's got a busted leg, like everybody's saying.
They said he had a fractured fibula.
Now you got Tony Richardson playing quarterback for you.
That's not good.
No.
Well, he's better than Anthony.
Actually, if he's hurt. I'm trying to see who their other quarterback is.
Is he still a landlord here in town? Do you remember that story during the Super Bowl years ago? Tony Richardson wasn't doing the upkeep on the houses that he had. People were complaining about it being a bad landlord. Fox 4 had a story on it. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Lord have mercy.
That'd be Riley Leonard.
Riley Leonard. Oh, yeah, because he was the guy that was going to play against the Chiefs.
Yeah, and then I did the...
Yeah. Never heard of him. Riley Leonard. That's right. Leonard.
He's the backup in Indy?
Yeah, because Richardson's hurt.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Jim Leonard back in the day?
There's a Jim Leland.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he used to smoke darts during rain delays.
During rain delays, during games. I watched that man smoke a cigarette in his underwear and tell me about Barry Bonds.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Great.
I'd go back in time to do that all over again.
Oh, it was the best. I never told you that story?
I think so. I just, a lot of garage time over Thanksgiving, man. So I'm sure, but I will hear it anytime you're willing to tell it. Coming up on the other side, there is a number of days for those of you that are wanting to know when baseball starts. Plus, the best way for the Chiefs would be the most hilarious way. We'll go back into that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, we're back in here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on a Monday, December 1st. Welcome into the show. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving break. We are, 24 days away from Christmas?
Yeah, we are now. That's right. We're inside a month.
The holiday season has begun. Now all the lights are up. The trees are up. The snow is falling. Looks like winter.
It feels like
one day.
It's beautiful outside this morning.
Here's fall, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like Baker. Doesn't want to leave. But no, so it is, we move on. It is December where a lot of people would say the real NFL season starts. The Chiefs NFL season has been what I would consider kind of a, yeah. It goes back to what I said I thought Mahomes' first year as a starter was going to be, which I was completely wrong in Mahomes' first year as a starter. I said Mahomes would be consistently inconsistent. I didn't know what the gunslinger was going to have. It was his first year out of Texas Tech. We'd always been warned. You know, maintain low tones when it comes to Texas Tech quarterbacks. You don't know what he's going to be. You've only seen a preseason. And one regular season game against the Denver team had already checked out and gone to Cabo. But this year has been that season of consistent inconsistencies. You can go look at the schedule. You can go look at the players that you look at. You can go look at the talent on the field, the coaching as well. And I think when you look at this season and you look at where this season is ended up, you're a 500 team. You're 6-6. I told you earlier, my old man said it's a season of almost, right? Like you almost beat Philadelphia, but Travis Kelce flicked off the wrist interception. You almost beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then you spent the entire week after that talking about how Chris Jones gave up on a play. almost. That's an inconsistency from Chris Jones. But then he was consistent against Buffalo or Denver whenever he did show up and show that he could play that position at a dominant rate. But it wasn't consistent throughout the season. Patrick Mahomes was the MVP for about 5 weeks of the season and then inconsistently fell off. Mm-hmm. And they just haven't been. You look at the win-loss record. Loss, loss, win, win, loss, win, 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 loss, bye, loss, win, loss. Inconsistent consistently. And I think that goes to your coaching. I think this is one where if it is a year in which a lot of people think is coming where you're watching everybody else in February or January, I should say, it's because you go back to the consistent inconsistencies. And that starts with coaching. You look at when they said Xavier Worthy was tipping his pitches. Maybe that wasn't an Xavier Worthy problem. Maybe that was an Andy Reid problem. You go look at what Bo Nix was seeing in the defense from Spags. That wasn't maybe a defensive problem. That was a Spagnuolo problem. Mm-hmm. And then you look at what happened in the game against the Cowboys. And it, again, was inconsistencies, right? You look at the constant that was there. I think Sam McDowell, the star, had a great tweet about it that Briscoe brought up on his halftime show as I was traveling from house to house on Thanksgiving. And at the time, the Broncos were 5-for-5 on third down conversions of like 10 or more yards.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
For a touchdown and whatever it was. And I think Mac had the actual, it's something along that neighborhood. It was turning third and long into success.
They've been terrible on third and long from a defensive standpoint.
And
this
was a consistent where they were constantly good at. Like when it was third and what it was like third and seven or more.
Third and seven, six times Prescott was 6-for-6 for 94 yards, a touchdown, 5 first downs.
Yeah, but it also goes back to what we were talking about immediately after the Denver game. On third and long, everybody knows what they're going to do. They're going to try to come with you after the blitz and everybody's picking them apart. And it goes back to the predictability, you know, of this team. And I think ultimately, and I wanted to use this analogy for Patrick Mahomes, but the more you talk, Dusty, the more I realize this actually analogy kind of applies to the whole team. They are that baseball pitcher or that baseball hitter that could always get by on talent alone. And then the league catches up to them. And the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll be honest with you, have done a miserable job this year adjusting back to the league, right? Like Patrick Mahomes no longer has the 105 mile an hour speedball that he's going to throw by you, right? He's got to become Jamie Moyer and learn how to pitch more and be more effective at what he's doing. He's still trying to throw the fastball by everybody and everybody knows it's coming and they've all caught up to that fastball. Same thing with Steve Spagnuolo, maybe on the defensive side of things. It's third and long. Everybody knows you're going cover zero and you're blitzing and you're able to pick apart those defenses. People are not having success in those situations because it's luck. They're having success in those situations against the Chiefs because the Chiefs have shown so much over the years. Everybody knows what's coming. It's nothing different. And that's why they need to develop that fourth pitch, if you will, or whatever it is, or stop being the guy that try to muscle it through the shift and go the opposite way. Like, I think the Kansas City Chiefs really need to sit down, you know, once this season is over, however it ends, and really examine literally everything that they're doing right now, because everything that they're doing right now is kind of predictable. Teams know what's coming. They know when the fastball's coming. They know when the curveball's coming. They know this. They know everything about this team. And so they need to do a better job this offseason of really disguising and changing up who they are, because they're that 30-year-old pitcher right now that all of a sudden the speed is gone and they better learn how to be Jamie Moyer real fast or they're not going to have much longer of a career in Major League Baseball.
So I would double back on the analogy of losing your fastball. I think he still has it, but I think the guy that's calling the pitch is not using it at the right time, which I think is on Andy Reid. I think Mahomes has got the fastball. We've seen him throw it deep. We saw the play to Xavier Worthy where he was Superman. He's doing the helicopter, the plane, and he comes around and launches it. And then you're like, okay, so he still has it, but it's like, why are we not deciding when to throw it? I think he's got it. I don't know if, and I think the fastball we're talking about is not the speed or the arm.
No,
it's just the deep ball that you have to trust.
Right.
But again, it's like, we all know that Andy's calling the plays. And we know that if he's calling the plays, and like, when is he disguising that? When is he showing that? And one thing that we have seen the Chiefs do, which they should have, because the shortest season Mahomes has ever had is an overtime loss in the AFC Championship game, why not keep sticking to what works? And that's what they've done. And now, unfortunately, they've hit a point in their dynasty run where it's no longer working.
Right.
Everybody else knows now. And to go back to your analogy of baseball, Noah Cameron last year was fantastic. I would willingly bet that he will not have the success rate that he will have next year, because now people know what Noah Cameron's going to throw more often than not.
Sure.
In a 2-1 count, in a 1-2 count, in a 3-1 count, lefty, righty, whatever it may be, man on second. Now there's more proof.
More evidence.
Into what he can do. Now, again, to your point, what you have to do is adjust to the adjusted.
Yep.
And that's what they're not doing this year. They're sticking to their guns. We knew that going into the offseason. They didn't get a running back. They didn't bring anybody in. They brought back Kareem Hunt. They knew they were going to give the ball to Isaiah Pacheco. They had Xavier Worthy. They knew Rice was coming back in week 7. They knew this was maybe the last season for Travis Kelce, which I can't imagine they missed the playoffs. It is, so we'll do 87-day again. Screw my birthday.
Wait, and, I'm all about bringing him back. 95 can take a hike, but right. 87 can stay for as long as he continues to do what
but
he's
I
doing.
But I think this is also a clear-cut, evident, obvious situation that Andy Reid should now know the league knows you.
Yep.
And they didn't know you for 8 years. They didn't know like what you might disguise, or they might have still, like you said, they know it's coming. They can't hit it. Like, that's Paul Skeens right now.
Right.
I'm going to throw you the two-seamer. I'm going to throw it at 101. I'm going to hit the black. You have no chance. And the only time that maybe you'll hit it is if I'm a little off my mark, which was in the last couple of years. The only time you might get it is if it's at Buffalo during the regular season. Oh, well, 15-1. How you doing? And I think this year we're seeing more teams kind of know the tendencies of what this team is doing. You go back to the stat that Mac brought up of Sam McDowell, 5 for 5, 97, a touchdown from Dak. That doesn't happen in the last 8 years.
No.
That's your coaching staff not adjusting to the adjusting.
Yep.
You look at the offense, Xavier Worthy, we know when they're doing runs, we know when they're doing pass. It just so happened that Xavier Worthy was the guy that they could look at, and it was there. They knew what Andy was doing. They know what Patrick Mahomes is doing. They knew you weren't going to run the ball because you never go under center. So you didn't adjust to what everybody else adjusted to,
right.
And maybe sometimes missing out lets you know what you need to do to get back in. Well, and I think that might be the way this year is headed.
Man, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a great analogy too, Dusty, is like sometimes it gets taken away from you before you have to realize, you know, what's going on. And rock bottom didn't come during the middle of the season. The Jacksonville, it's going to come at the end of the year if they're not in the postseason and they're watching this stuff take place and realizing that they, as you keep saying, and you're right, wasting a year of Patrick Mahomes' prime in something like this. And so what right now they are, they're that minor league, or not that minor league, they're that major league baseball player that's kind of on the edge right now. He needs to make adjustments. Because the league made adjustments back to him. If they don't make the adjustments going forward, then they're going to be down in Omaha. And that's where they're kind of headed for this year. Like, that's what the situation is for this organization. They did not adjust enough. They for the last 8 years, have been the trendsetters in this league. Everybody's caught up to them. They didn't set any new trends, and here they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're a middling meth football team at this point in time that continues to make the same mistakes over and over again.
78 days is the number, but also the funny way the Chiefs could do it. There is a backdoor option. That's really weird to say out loud, but here we are at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.